Practical Meditations for Every Day in the Year on the Life of Our Lord Jesus Christ, composed by a Father of the Society of Jesus, translated from the French in 1868. July 26th, The Various Effects of Our Lord's Miracles. First Prelude. Imagine you see Jesus surrounded by the crowd, praised by some, criticized by others. Second Prelude. Beg for grace to draw great fruit from this meditation. Point 1. The miracles of Jesus enlighten and touch the humble. Consideration. The miracles wrought before the eyes of St. John's messengers were almost immediately followed by a double miracle: the deliverance and cure of a possessed man. Then was offered to him one possessed with a devil, blind and dumb, and he healed him, so that he spoke and saw. And all the multitudes were amazed, and said, "Is not this the son of David?" Application. Recognize in the possessed man the misery of the Christian in a state of mortal sin. First, he is really in the possession of the devil and will remain in it for all eternity if he dies in his sin. Second, he is blind to the horror of his state, to the enormity of his sins, and the fatal effects they will have upon him in time and in eternity. Third, he is also dumb, dumb as to prayer, dumb as to asking counsel, often dumb as to making a sincere confession. If you have lived, and that perhaps for a long time, in this state, and have happily escaped from it, humbly acknowledge that you owe it to a miracle of grace and mercy from Jesus Christ. How many others have persevered in it and have been surprised by death? Point 2. The miracles blind and harden the proud. Consideration. The people who were free from prejudice and malice formed a wise judgment concerning our Lord and his actions, but the scribes and Pharisees, governed by pride and jealousy, shut their eyes to the light and hardened themselves in their hatred of Jesus. However, they could not deny the fact of a double miracle having taken place, so they attributed it to the devil. "He hath Beelzebub, and by the prince of the devils he casteth out devils," they said, speaking against even common sense. The Lord confuted them by saying, "If Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then shall his kingdom stand?" Application. We have heard the language of those whom passion has blinded, and we see that it is absurd and fully displays the motives of those who use it. Have you not often remarked the same, and have you not been the occasion of others making the same about you? On the other hand, consider the calm and dignified language of our divine Lord. He simply refuted in a tone of authority the horrible accusation by which they hoped to destroy his influence, and he did this only to preserve the people from being deceived. May his conduct be our model. If it be necessary to justify ourselves, let us do it calmly, not from self-love or vanity, but from zeal for religion. Have we acted thus? Point 3. Praise is given to some, condemnation to others. Consideration. I confess to thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast revealed these things to the little ones. Thus does the Son of God praise the simple faith and humble docility of the people, and his words are full of consolation and encouragement. But terrible is the language in which he describes the pride and hypocrisy of the Pharisees and scribes who taught people the error. O generation of vipers, how can you speak good things, whereas you are evil? How terrific also are the threats and reproaches that he pronounces at the same time upon the impenitent cities. Woe to thee, Chorazin! Woe to thee, Bethsaida! For if in Tyre and Sidon had been wrought the miracles that have been wrought in you, they had long ago done penance in sackcloth and ashes. And thou, Capernaum, shalt thou be exalted up to heaven? Thou shalt go down even unto hell. For if in Sodom had been wrought the miracles that have been wrought in thee, perhaps it had remained unto this day. But I say to you, that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee. Application. We who live in the midst of a great abundance of grace and means of sanctification must take care not to draw down on ourselves such severe reproaches, such terrific threats. We must abhor all that savors of the pride and hypocrisy with which the Pharisees were reproached, and strive with all our hearts to preserve the simplicity of the dove and the humble docility of childhood, at whatever age or whatever degree of knowledge we may have arrived.